The director at the Center for the Study of African Economies at Oxford University, UK, Professor Paul Collier, has challenged Ghana to put in place legal structures if the dysfunctional history of oil as experienced in some countries is to be prevented from taking place in Ghana. He said aside from these rules, Ghana should build dedicated institutions whose task will be to see to the implementation of the rules. Delivering the keynote address at the 63rd New Year's School, Professor Collier emphasized the need for Ghana to save and invest the gains from the oil production. Yaya Kwamwa and Benjamin E.J. Boateng have filed this report.
Professor Collier said there is a need for Ghana to identify experts who have the legal rules govern the oil and gas industry. Though there are economic decisions that need to be taken rightly, low-income countries like Ghana often take the wrong decisions. He advised governments to take into serious consideration savings and investment as oil is being explored. Professor Collier advised Ghana not to erroneously copy developed countries like Norway as steps are being taken to handle the oil fine. Professor Collier said Ghana can converge with richer societies if the opportunities in the oil industry is to be managed effectively. He urged the government to invest in the local economy with the gains from the oil fine. He said Ghana, which currently ranks 63rd on the Doing Business Annual Ratings, has a conducive atmosphere for private investment. The chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, said government is determined to invest in job creation and infrastructure development to move the country to another level. He expressed the hope that proceeds from the oil fine will be invested in the best interest of Ghanaians.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa and Benjamin E.J. Boateng.